We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Tommy!
What's up, bud?
What's up, my bestie?
I know. What are you doing? How are you?
I'm really good. I am just hanging in the studio waiting for you to call.
Nice. I have bad news. I did not meet The Rock. I do not know what he smells like.
Come on, Tommy.
I know. I'm doing the best I can.
Did you film all that stuff for that movie we talked about over the summer?
No, we did. I wound up not doing the movie.
Oh.
No, I got busy and then I wound up writing a biography. And then this has been a lot going on. We're going to talk all about it.
All right. Well, listen, keep it on the back burner for me, will you?
Say that one more time. What?
I said keep it on the back burner for me, just in case.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
Well, when I saw you over the summer when you guys were on tour with Papa Roach, that was the first time you and I really had a chance to sit down and talk. And
yeah, that was the best.
Yeah, we were just hanging out and talking about this wave that Bad Wolves was riding. And one thing that you neglected to bring up was that you guys were working on another album because Nation comes out tomorrow.
Well, we were actually done with the new album at that point. We just weren't talking about it.
Yeah, what? I don't know. We talked about everything else, but.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess we were having so much fun, I forgot. I mean, that's that's what happened, you know?
It's like, oh, wait, I'm in a band and I have a new album coming out in the fall? Wait, it totally slipped my mind.
Listen, Dwayne Johnson is much more important. Okay? Let's be honest.
You know what? I can't argue with you, darling. I just can't.
Yeah. Well, so how's everything going? Are we starting? Did we start?
Yeah, we're already going.
Oh, awesome. I love it.
You don't even know what's going on.
I'm like, all right, cool. That's how you know it's like super authentic. You're like, oh, yeah, he doesn't even know they're interviewing. They're just talking.
So where are you? Are you home?
I'm in Venice, California.
I was just there a couple weeks ago, and I didn't even realize that you would be home. I just assume you're constantly touring.
Yeah, dude, I was so bummed. How was your trip here?
It was very fast. I was only in L.A. for a couple days, and I did a lot of running around. I went to a lot of cemeteries. I went and saw Ronnie James Dio and Lemmy and Chris Cornell and just, you know, I did a lot of touristy stuff that you're probably sick of by now.
No, that's not really touristy stuff. That's like, I don't know, that's like birthright stuff for rock and roll, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I was just in Dallas this past weekend and I had to go see Vinny and Dime. It had to be done.
Yeah, we're going to be there on Saturday, so I think I'm gonna take a little detour. We have a show with Marilyn Manson there. So I'm going to see if I can take a detour and go out to Arlington Cemetery and see them.
I was riding with a bunch of people on motorcycles, and we pull into the cemetery, and they were like, do you know where the grave sites are? And I said, no, but I'm sure we'll find it. And we came around a corner and saw a bunch of dudes in black T-shirts, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's where we need to go.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. Pantera's forever, man.
What are you eating? Are you eating something healthy that's loaded with protein right now, you workout maniac?
I'm eating a mango chia pudding, lavender cashew. I don't know, some hippity dippity stuff. Look, I like steak and cheeseburgers. My girlfriend's a personal trainer. I hired a personal trainer. My roommates do CrossFit. I live in California. So I just, you know, they're like, here, don't eat this, eat this. I'm like, okay, cool. It's food.
Well, listen. If I had a girlfriend that was as hot as yours, I would eat whatever the hell she told me to.
Yeah, you know why? Because she boxes, man. I'm scared of her.
You should be. She looks like she could kick your ass, and you're not a pussy.
She's a tough one. But, yeah, she's great. I think one of your coworkers is actually doing Whitney's her physical challenge thing online.
Really?
She's doing like a... Yeah, I can't remember who it was, because they messaged both of us. And she signed up, and they're doing like this like 5-week fitness challenge. And so it's actually interesting. She posted about it, and like I think like 6 or 7 out of like 40 people found her fitness thing through me. So it's pretty cool. She helped me a lot. She's like, Whitney and I have been friends for many years, and she used to train me. We've been friends for a long time, and she helped me a lot dealing with a lot of my like weight loss issues, because I had lost 90 pounds at one point. I was 320 pounds, and I went down to 220, and then now I'm kind of resting and at like a healthy middle weight for me. And it's just, she's really passionate about helping people. She's helps a lot of like moms who just had their first or second kid, and they want to like get, they don't feel good about getting back in the gym. And so, you know, we kind of work together. Like, you know, we like, it makes sense. Like I help a lot of people in sobriety. She helps a lot of people with food stuff, and, you know, she's trying to make a change, in the world, you know?
Well, maybe I'll have to have her help me. That'll be awesome.
If you want, yeah. Yeah. She's fantastic. She's really, really fantastic. I could put you guys in touch. But well, she's killing it.
Well, listen, we can't get sidetracked today. We have important stuff to talk about. We got to talk about the record.
The record's amazing. I actually like it, and I'm like a huge perfectionist. And I'm like, I'm always like listening, and I'm like, oh, we should have did that. We should have did this. And then this time around, I'm like, I think we did it, boys. Feels good.
Who's
all the way through?
Who got the tattoo that's on the cover? Who is that?
This girl, Angela, she's a model based out of L.A., but the artwork was all shot by Harris Newcomb, who's, like, my favorite photographer. And so I met Harris through Josh Brolin, because Josh purchased a print off of him at one of his galleries, and I started following him on Instagram. Then Bad Wolf did a headlining show at the Garage in London. I invited Harris and his wife, or his girlfriend. They came down. We instantly hit it off. A couple months later, I was like, hey, do you have, like, he had sent me some unreleased images, and then that was one of them. And I was like, dude, can you do the images for our album art? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. So we figured it out, and then, you know, and now it's all kind of like each panel kind of represents each individual song. And, you know, the cover itself, Nation is like our fan base. It's kind of like Raider Nation, but it's Bad Wolves Nation. And the fans have, like, they call themselves the Wolf Pack. And, like, they send us thousands of pictures of, they get tattoos of the logo, or they get tattoos of wolves. Some of them get our autographs tattooed. And, you know, this second record is, like, it's really about them. It's really about, you know, it's an acknowledgement and you know, thank you for supporting us, because they, in a sense, have changed our entire lives.
Listen, we're like best friends now, and now that we're like getting into basketball season, like we can't talk about sports because you and I will fight.
No, I don't really fight like that.
Because you wear a lot of Lakers gear, and it makes me sad.
That's okay. I wear a LeBron James jersey because we're from LA.
I know you are. It just still makes me sad.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm from New York. Listen, I wear Brooklyn Nets jerseys too. The Brooklyn Nets custom made me Bad Wolves jerseys. They made me like 4 of them last year, and I used to wear those all the time. But I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm from New York, and I have, you know, I grew up in the metal scene. So obviously, like, I always had friends in like Shadows Fall and Killswitch Engage, or like knew the guys in Unearth. And I never really understood I never really adhered to, like, the Red Sox-Yankees beef. All right, you know what I mean? I'm just like, all right. Or, like, the Giants-Patriots. Like, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, it's actually interesting to me because I've been all over the world. And like, Northeast coasters, even from different cities, like Jersey, Philly, Mass, New York, we're so much alike. like, people who haven't moved out and lived other places, like, I live in L.A., so if I'm in California. If I meet some from Massachusetts, I'm like, oh, it's like a diamond. I'm like, oh, my God, someone who's real. Someone, you know what I mean? I'm just like, somebody who doesn't care. They just, you know what I mean? You eat carbs and you'll fist fight somebody, you know?
Someone who will bust my balls.
So it's like, So my perspective on all that stuff is totally different, having lived in California as long as I have. So, well, if I, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, you're from Philadelphia? You like cheese steaks?
Try my mango pudding. It's really good.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm tired of this. Somebody send me a freaking bagel.
Well, before I have to let you go, tell me about this autobiography, because your life story, I told you this when we met, is fascinating.
It's actually not an autobiography. So there's a writer. He's done his own autobiography. He's written other people's biographies. We actually met through a producer. I don't want to drop names. It actually goes back to The Rock, but it's like a long story.
Here we go. Anyway, everything goes back to The Rock.
I know. Thank you, Dwayne Johnson. So anyway, I got... for whatever reason, one day I got asked to show up at the Cigar Lounge in Beverly Hills and tell my story by a buddy of mine who is also in recovery. And I came in, I met a bunch of guys, and I talked for hours, for like 2.5 hours. And I was like, I don't understand what this, like, I didn't know if I was giving an intervention. I don't know if I was, you know, I didn't know what was going on, because I get asked to speak at things a lot. And then it turned out that the people who I was speaking to were like kind of big shots, and they were like big deals, and they were said, this is a movie and a script, but you got to make a book first. And they're like, this is a writer, this guy works for me, blah blah blah. I'm like, nice to meet you. Well, we all talked, and then that was it. We decided that's what we're gonna do, so we'll see what happens.
So this, it's your story, but you're not writing it.
I'm co-writing it with like a professional writer.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who's going to play you in the movie? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Obviously, somebody cool. Obviously, someone much more handsome and buff than Tommy Vext.
I don't know, dude. You seem to be doing just fine. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, listen, if The Rock says yes, then you'll finally get to smell him.
God, it would be fantastic. I'm going to be like, look, Tommy's my best friend, so I'm calling in the favor.
Oh my God. Whatever it takes, I guess, you know.
Hey, that's whatever
what
works.
Whole thing is about it's not really about my book. It's about so you have the opportunity to smell the rock. What the fuck is cooking? That's real friendship.
That's real friendship, dude. Absolutely. So the album comes out tomorrow, and you guys are playing shows with Five Finger Death Punch, but here's the important question. When am I going to see you again? When are you coming back to New England?
I don't know with all certainty, but the talks, what it looks like is sometime in the spring.
Fantastic.
So I think we might actually go out and do either a headliner or a co-headlining U.S. tour next year. And so we're going to be looking for bands to open up and all that jazz. Yeah, it's going to be we're never going to stop touring, so we'll see soon.
Well, congratulations on the new album. Obviously, the first single is killing it, so I anticipate that the whole album is going to be great, even though I didn't get an advance copy from my supposed best friend. But whatever, it's fine. It comes out on Friday. I'll buy it like everybody else.
I didn't know you didn't get one. I'll get you one. I'll ask if Autumn, are you listening? She's listening.
I'm always listening. We have some coming out. They'll be at your station on Friday for you, Carrie.
I figured as much. I'm just busting his balls.
Boom.
That's what us East Coast people do.
Listen, what do I got to do? I got to write a book and make a movie so you can meet The Rock. You're worried about my CD getting there on time. I'm like, geez, come on, man.
It's what have you done for me lately, Tommy? Seriously.
I hear you. It's not just a Janet Jackson song. You remember that song? I'm so glad you remember that. Right?
Of course I remember that. I'm just trying to imagine you singing it, doing the dance moves, because that's freaking hilarious.
I can't really dance like that. It's pretty embarrassing, but, you know, I would try.
Please don't wear the headset.
No, I actually own one. Duh.
Oh, God.
My Halloween costume, I'm going as Janet Jackson. From
that's
that video.
Amazing.
I would be the ugliest Janet Jackson drag queen in the history of Janet Jackson drag queen.
Hey, you could compete on RuPaul's Drag Race because they're talking about Rob Halford be a judge.
Oh, really? That'd be awesome.
Then you would totally win.
Yeah, maybe, right? I'll just come out like a robot, and he's like, what are you supposed to be? I'm like, turbo lava.
I got to let you go, Tommy. I'm so glad we got a chance to catch up. I'm super excited about the album on Friday, so congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you and tell your dude I said hi.
I will do that.
For all of us to get together and hang.
Absolutely.
And, I'll be in touch and hit me up. Let me know what you think of the record when you get to.
I will. And the next time I'm in Venice, I promise I'll let you know.
Please do. Please.
I will.
All right. Have a good one.
Enjoy your mangoes.
All right.
Bye, honey.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.